Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing the witches stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
And we are back. Welcome to another episode of Camp Blood Radio. I am your host, Nathan Barker, and joining me at camp tonight, as always, the drunk uncle, Byron Kenton Mullins.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's good to be back after the new year.
Absolutely. I feel like a new man. I don't know if maybe is that because it's a new year? I don't know. I did get some new shower gel. So maybe
brand new man. That's all you need.
My skin feels all like, I don't know.
Girly.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it's supposed to feel like, but it's kind of refreshing, I'm not gonna lie.
I bathe with wood chips
because I'm a fucking I used to just go outside and hose myself off every couple days, but damn, this body wash shit, that's what I'm talking about. And you know what,
a metal pail of wood chips and burnt logs beside the shower, and I just rub it all over my body.
That's manly right there. That's serious.
And yeah
I just want to give a shout out to Dollar General because that's where I bought this lovely body wash at.
What kind did you buy?
I don't
know.
What
are we working with here, Nathan? What's your flavor?
I think it's Old Spice. I'd have to go look, but I think it was Old Spice.
Yeah, what's your body taste like? What's the flavor?
Like, I don't know. I'd have to go look. I really don't know.
But it's pretty manly. If I fucking broke into your house while you were sleeping and licked the small of your back, what would it taste like?
I'm going to go with a pine tree.
Okay. Okay.
Very, very foresty. Very okay. Camp forest greenish, if you will.
So, I got you. Yeah, I'm putting my shoes on right now.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you get a chance, you say hey to Todd and Ted, and then you make your way in there and grab you some body wash.
Crowbar, so, check. I'm not going to Dollar General. I'm coming to your apartment.
I don't live in an apartment, but you can if you want.
I'm coming to your fucking your house.
My compound.
Your compound.
My compound. Yes.
I know you live in a big city, so I live near one. Okay, well, I thought you lived in the middle of a city. In my head, no. Me being a southern dumbass, I just assume everybody that lives in a city lives in an apartment. That's just where my brain goes.
I live near a big city, but I live out in the county with the country folks, and I have a Dollar General that's 3/4 of a mile that they just spawned there. Like 15 minutes ago. No,
you're not important because everybody has a Dollar General 3/4 of a mile from their house.
They do.
They also
now.
Have one 1/4 of a mile from their house.
That's true. That's true. But this one's been there for a few years, but I frequent it regularly because it's literally 3/4 of a mile and I drive by it all the time. So, yeah. So anyway, shout out to them. Shout out to Keystone Light for quenching my thirst for today's show. I love Keystone Light. Shout out to Benny's Beverage Depot. They had fucking 30 packs for $8.99.
Of Keystone?
Yeah.
Oh, over you the can't walk past special. That.
I filled up my vehicle twice.
Yeah.
I just got, and I got literally, I did multiple times. I'm not joking. I have stacks of 30 packs in my kitchen and dining room.
We actually call that alcoholism, but that's a good deal.
I call it I'm a very productive person and I get thirsty.
Yeah.
I get thirsty. Beer's mostly water anyway. I got to hydrate, right?
That's a good point. I mean, you're not wrong.
No. I mean, or I could just be someone making excuses.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm fine. Honey, please stay.
That's for you to decide. Is it an excuse or is it educational that you need to stay hydrated? Because we value education. So just educate yourself and stay hydrated.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to Keystone Light and it's all of its deliciousness.
And I'm gonna throw a shout out to Jack Daniels because that's how I quench my thirst. So
absolutely, that's another great way.
Probably not as much water in that.
No, but much more flavor if you cut down on the water.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we're not gonna check in on the Camp Blood Radio Takes Over the World map because we do have a special guest. So we're going to shut the hell up and stop being dildos. And I do want to give a quick shout out, though. I received a message from a Chris. I believe it's Burdine, not sure, B-U-R-D-I-N-E, not sure on the correct pronunciation. But He writes in, "Hey guys, just wanting to give you all a thank you. I have never been able to get into podcasts. I've tried multiple, but you all have changed that. I cannot get enough of Camp Blood Radio." He goes on to say he's also a veteran, and he says, "So thank you all for your service. I think I may try doing a podcast myself. Thank you all once again." No, thank you, Chris. We appreciate you.
Hey, Chris, if you start a podcast, I'll come on.
Absolutely. I will too. We can promote Body Wash and Keystone Light and Tombstone Pizzas and Dollar General and Folgers.
I'll talk about dildos and whatever, man.
Dildos and awkward doctor visits and gay bars. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, inadequate wiener sizes. I mean, you name it. Late 90s, early 2000s, Limp Bizkit. I mean, we can go on all day.
No Limit Records.
No Limit. Fuck. I mean, we're like, we're just a blossoming tree of information. That's what we are.
Misinformation, but
yes,
but information nonetheless. But
information nonetheless. So I appreciate you writing in, Chris. We appreciate you listening. Once again, feel free to send us your messages. Feel free suggestions, as we always say. Appreciate you. Let's see. And as far as that goes, that's about it for this week as far as the shout outs go. I think everybody was busy over the holidays and whatnot. We did get a pretty good response to last week. New decade, new times, new guests, lots of new shit for 2020. And to kick off the first episode of the decade, you've heard us talk about Slasher Tees, slasher-tees.com, buying shirts, taking pictures of your shirts, sending those in to us. Free advertisement for you. It's advertisement for us. It's advertisement for everybody. But the man behind what used to be known as Slasher Tees, and we're going to talk about a slight change here in a second, but I'd like to welcome on the man who helps us out in that department, James Amaral.
Hey, what's going on, Nate? What's going on, Kent?
You know, we appreciate you, my friend, because I know you get the messages from me when I have to message you, what about this and what about that, and I appreciate your patience. And we appreciate you being able to provide that service for us. And great work. I mean, I get nothing but compliments. I get, comments of people, hey, who's your shirt guy? And what about this? And I try to throw them your way. And like I said, we appreciate all you do for us.
Oh, no, and I love doing it. I do. It's a labor of love. I'm definitely not getting rich off of the business anytime soon. But I love doing it, and so I continue to do it.
Of course, what a lot of people don't understand is just because you have a company or you provide artwork or things on the indie level, we're not rich by any means.
Right.
So, yeah, right. So bear with us. And you don't necessarily have an office staff that can respond to messages within 5 minutes or respond to voicemails or emails, whatever the fuck. So I know you're literally a one-man operation, and I don't think most people understand that.
No, I mean, I definitely, because it's the professional thing, you know, Facebook and everything, give your listeners a little insight. The professional thing, you know, we, us, that whole thing online, it is just me. Like, we is me. Right. Sometimes I guess that extends to you as well, because, you know, you field a lot of those things because you're really the poster boy at this point of the poster man, the poster guy, whatever.
Poster child would probably be more
poster child. There you go.
Yeah.
What was formerly known, the business formerly known as Slasher Tees, which is now, as of I guess when this airs, earlier this week, really, the first week of January, decided to go into 2020 with a new look, new feel, Slasher Graphics. I've changed the website to slasher.graphics. There's no .com. There's no .org. The .dot is graphics. So Slasher Graphics, and the website is now slasher.graphics. Pretty easy to remember, if you ask me.
And the logo still looks pretty much the same, so you won't be confused on that.
Right. Yeah, I made sure, you know, the logo was similar, at least, as is. You know, a lot of the design is going to be, because again, it's my design style, so a lot of design is going to still be that similar design. I'm going to start drawing some inspiration from, like, I don't know if you guys know Black Craft. They do their clothing line.
I do.
Obviously not going to rip them off in any way, but just kind of drawing some inspiration from them as well. So you might see a couple of like nice black and white shirts with some quotes on it and that sort of stuff. I've got some shirts I'm making up with down the pipe with like Edgar Allan quotes or, you know, Stephen King quotes or at least similar.
I got to put someone on the spot, give him the spotlight for a moment. And I just want to ask the drunk uncle how he likes his show shirt.
my show shirt. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. I just want to ask you how you like your shirt.
I haven't got a shirt.
Oh, good answer. Good answer, buddy. I was just waiting to see what your response was going to be because I already talked to James.
I thought I was out of the loop on something there. And then I realized that I wasn't actually out of the loop. You were just setting me up.
I was. So I was going to roast you.
Yeah.
I was. I was going to roast you like a sleeping bag in 2009, Friday the 13th.
Here's the thing, man.
Ooh.
Here's the thing, man. I don't wear anything but flannel and cut-off shirt. I'm fairly inbred.
Do you own a pair of scissors?
Yeah, but I don't want to. Look at this shirt. It's beautiful. I'm going to cut that up.
I've seen my shirt cut up pretty well.
But I am. I'll tell you what. I'm looking through your website right now, and I'm heavily tempted to order one of these not involved in human trafficking shirts. I just feel like it would make snatching easier at Walmart.
Of course. Or the Dollar General, for that matter.
I've seen some cutoffs on, I think Wompstomp posted. I think it was South Jersey Jason that posted a pretty nice version of my cut up, one of my shirts that was pretty cut up.
Yeah, and I'm on a big Pennywise kick right now, and you've also got a really badass It shirt here. You'll float too with the hair kind of outline around.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, good.
I'm glad
you've been to my site before, Kent.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. And anybody, you know, since we got you on here, anybody that's looking for some good Friday the 13th, you got Exorcist stuff here. You got Nightmare on Elm Street. Anybody's looking for some good, not just Friday the 13th, but horror merchandise shirts. And there's also a really kick-ass hat that I'm digging here. You don't have any underwear, do you?
No underwear. But again, you know, you can cut up maybe a shirt or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw it up nice.
I'm from Kentucky, man. I've done worse.
Yeah. I picture him, man, just
really good stuff here. I really dig it.
No, I'm glad you're enjoying it. So the change, I'm definitely keeping the shirts up there, all that, and probably going to add some new designs. But really the change came from a lot of my orders were becoming custom. They were becoming, you know, hey, can you make this logo? Can you make this? Can you make that? And it seemed like I was really kind of getting my niche on those kinds of orders, whether it be shirts, logos that didn't necessarily have to go on shirts. I make mugs, hats, pillowcases. If on the site, I have a Crystal Lake Camp Counselor beach towel as well. And that's not the only towel I can make. So it was a lot of just custom designs. Recently, I fulfilled, now I didn't design it. His name escapes me right now. I know his first name's Corey, so he definitely designed it. He was great at doing the design on it. But I was able to fulfill the backer orders for the Never Hike in the Snow from Wompstomp. I think they were doing Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, their Kickstarter backer orders. I was able to fulfill those.
We got to clarify that, though, because those were group-specific shirts.
So correct.
If you were not a part of, or a member of, I should say, the Never Hike Alone fan group that's on Facebook, these shirts were just exclusive to those members. And then there might have been some that were sold off, any extras, I don't know. But originally, that's where that idea came from, and I Oh, okay. I think you're referring to Corey Kaufman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Corey Kaufman. It's a great design. I love the design. Unfortunately, I can't claim the design, but I can claim the fulfillment.
Yeah. So what they did was, because I'm a member of that group, and what they did was there was a contest, and people came up with different shirt designs, and then everybody voted on them, and then his got picked.
Oh, and of course it did. It was a fantastic design.
Yeah.
So I was able to fill those shirts.
Vince, you should, since you have another Never Hike Alone shirt on your website, I said, why don't you go back through James and all of his wonderful works and let him do the shirts? And then that's how it came back around full circle.
Yeah, and it was great. And I definitely appreciate you and your show and everything, because after the first time I was on your show, I think it was a year, maybe 2 years ago. No, definitely about a year ago. My business boosted through just sales and shirts. And so thank you to your listeners for that as well. And it really kind of helped drive the business and show me that, this is what I should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have people like Kenton that just, they're part of the show, but they don't even buy a shirt. So,
yeah, I mean, it sounds like this is the first time he's actually seeing the site.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thinking it is. Okay, I think he's known for that. He likes to Google shit or look shit up on the fly. So when I say, like, when we're going to talk about fun facts on our Camp Blood Radio Takes Over the World map, he'll just look that shit up right.
Look, I like to ad lib this shit. Okay, I like Whose Line Is It Anyway style podcast. I'm the Ryan Stiles of fucking podcasting.
He does, but he's 50-50, because trust me, folks, there's sometimes where he says, oh, you know, I need to kind of think about that one for a minute. So we've got a list of upcoming shows that I'm not going to talk about because I don't want to ruin the surprises. But if there's something off that list, he's got to prepare for it. You know, he's got to get his little hipster beard all combed out and get his hair fluffed up and put his flannel shirt on and his cargo shorts and pour a Jack Daniels with a little bit of water in it and get his little vape douche canoe out, little vape pen.
I don't know what you...
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I just hit it to the T. The only thing he's missing is a backpack with beers. He probably has the beers sitting next to him, and the backpack's at his front door. He probably carries that to work with him every day.
And I'm joining Antifa next week.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, James, I know you don't know me, but I'm totally fucking kidding, man.
I thought you said something earlier about you were going to go join the Iranian army.
Me? Fuck yeah. Iran. Fuck hey, Iran.
We do have listeners from Iran. We've already discussed
fuck them
that.
Too. Fuck oh. Iran and salami that just got blasted to bits over there.
Hashtag fuck salami.
Yeah, let's stick with that one. That's what I got out of that. Yeah. Fuck salami.
That's really good, yeah. But yeah, we appreciate the listeners who buy the shirts and, like I said, send in the pictures. That way we can give a plug to everybody. And we'll do that with the drunk uncle, but he's yet to buy one. So
right.
Look, I'm getting around to it. Actually, it's funny you guys brought it up. I was getting ready to order one right before you told me James was coming on and you interrupted me. So
okay. Yeah,
it's really your fault.
The other day we're talking just a couple weeks ago, and as we're talking about some of the end of the year sales, or I forget what the fuck we were even talking about, he ordered a Friday the 13th Part 8 poster while we were talking. So I know his fingers work.
I feel like this is a calculated ambush right now. I'm not even positive that we're recording. I think that you're trying to get me to order one on the spot, and this isn't even a podcast episode. This is just a well-devised plan to get me to order a shirt.
I mean,
I'll do just about anything to get someone to order a shirt, but that's beyond.
Well, I was just going to say, we
that is a dangerous road, my friend. I took that road when I was making masks and ended up giving a blowjob to a homeless man behind Taco Bell. So
that's why I said just about anything.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful. And you could do that. We could have a little game called "What do you want to see the drunk uncle do if you buy a shirt?" Like stupid human tricks kind of a thing. You know,
all right, God damn it. I'm ordering one right now.
Make it two.
Don't order a shirt. But you got to pay attention to the sizes. They don't have a schmedium on there. So they don't have that to match your hipster attire.
Well, let's see here. I'm not kidding. I'm ordering one right now.
All right. That's about time. Let's because see how quick this process James. Goes.
Let's do it on air.
There
I'm
you go.
I'm looking at the hoodies. I like the hoodies.
But I did. I asked James if you bought one. Was that yesterday or the day before?
I think it was the day before yesterday. You asked if he had bought one.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. Our T-shirt has the Killing It on the back with the handprint. That's cool.
No.
No? What's that for?
That's, I believe that's Shallow Grave Effects.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It says, I'm just a dumbass. I can't read. I'm sorry. So I'm leaning towards a hoodie. I like this hoodie.
But also,
let me ask you this, James. With what you use, you know how sometimes clothing like runs large or clothing runs small? Like if you get an extra large at Abercrombie & Fitch, you might as well buy a fucking belly shirt. You know what I mean? Like, what the fitment on these? How do I need to order? How does a healthy, burly, masculine mountain man such as myself order a shirt? If I'm, let's say I'm right at 6 foot, little over 230 pounds, between 220, 230 pounds. What are you thinking?
I mean, I'm not a carny, but I've never heard anybody say they run small or they run large.
Here's what I'll tell you. He's not a tailor. He doesn't make suits or clown suits. So what size do you normally wear? XL, I'm sure. Maybe a large. If you're
I just want to point out to the audience that an XL is a little baggy on me. I just want to get that out there. But yes, I do normally wear an XL.
Okay. That's what I thought. So these are the soft blend Gildan, and they're a little form fitting in the shoulders ish.
I like that. Normal. I like
they're
that.
Normal. Yeah. The sleeves are a little kind of on the shorter side, but then the torso area is like a normal fit.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
like
easiest
that.
Way I can tell you right there. But I know you probably leave your shirts in the dryer too long because you like that hipster fit sometimes.
Yeah.
So yours is probably going to shrink up a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm going to spill IPA on them, and you know I'm going to have to wash them several times. So
right, and your vape's probably going to catch on fire and burn a hole in it. So
all right, let me see. Check out.
But you're going to take the sleeves off of it anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Let me put in my email here.
And just so you know, because the website hasn't been updated, is that since we absorbed Death Curse Radio into Camp Blood Radio, if you get on there, there's actually going to be two Camp Blood shirts. And one is the old Death Curse Radio logo, just minus the text. So it actually says Camp Blood Radio instead of Death Curse Radio.
Yeah, everything's been updated on the back end. I just haven't, because I was doing the rebrand, I haven't been able to get in there and get the mock-ups finished up yet. So everything still says Camp Blood. Everything's updated on the back end.
And I don't even own one of those yet. I just, I'm going to order one of those very soon. Because I've seen the artwork, but I haven't seen the finished product yet. So I want to pick up one of those. And I still have not ordered a Part 3 documentary shirt yet because I'm a dickhead. But those Part 3 doc shirts look sweet. That 3D, a 3D image with Jason, man, that turned out awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right, so here's what I'm doing. I just put it in right now. As you're ordering, make sure to use promo code DRUNKUNCLE for 10% off. And that goes for any of your listeners ever.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Any space in between?
Nope. No space. Just DRUNKUNCLE.
Okay.
All one word.
Man, that makes me feel good.
That's awesome. But no, seriously, check out the Friday the 13th Part 3 Memoriam documentary. Our good friend Sean Richards, they produced a hell of a documentary about Richard Brooker and, of course, Part 3 itself. But the T-shirt is of Jason, and it has the red and blue 3D kind of vibe to it. When you look at it, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, it really turned out nice. And then it's got the YouTube link where you can find that online for free.
And I make no money off of that. The profit entirely goes to the Blairstown Museum in Blairstown, New Jersey.
So yes.
Flasher Graphics makes zero commission or profit off of that shirt. All profit goes to the Blairstown Museum.
Yep. Shout out to Jeanette Ayurado. She's doing a fantastic job over there. And the same with our shirts. Ours are priced at $13. There's really very minimal profit. And whatever comes of that, I just told James, send that to the museum also. So, I mean, people got to understand there's obviously there's costs. I mean, these aren't free. So, but there's nobody's really making any money here. So what very little there is just gets donated to another cause, because I don't want to price our show shirts. I want people to buy them. So that's why the price is set at $13 appropriately, because we primarily talk about Friday the 13th, but there's where the price comes in. And then I said, whatever's left, whatever you were going to do with that, just send it on over to them. So.
All right. It's ordered.
And I can confirm that Drunk Uncle has his order just came in.
Very nice.
Which means what I did now he order? His address.
Ooh.
Dude, what's up with the address?
I said he now has your address.
Oh, that's cool. Come on over. I'll give you a beer.
We'll discuss how
we're going to break into Nathan's apartment or house and lick his lower back. So,
right.
So it looks like he didn't opt for the hoodie. It looks like he opted for a t-shirt.
What size did he get? What size?
Extra large.
He did. Okay.
He's crossed.
You ought to just.
Should I give everyone his address while I'm at it?
I put my penis size on there too. Go ahead and blast that out.
if it's probably not going to be real impressive, because we have talked about awkward doctor visits.
Oh,
so,
no, there's nothing impressive about that.
Yeah, I wish I could brag, but unfortunately I can't.
He'd probably be embarrassed to say it.
Mm.
So, I've got a t-shirt now. I'll wear it at Horror Hound upcoming, and thank you, James. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. I mean, you don't have it yet. I still have it.
I want to go ahead and say thank you if I ever get it.
I mean, you're gonna get it. You just don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't work that quick.
Yeah, he's making it right now. While
about
we're
a 1 to 2 week.
I'm actually contemplating on this hat. I really dig this hat.
Me too. I got that's gonna still be the Slasher Tees logo. I gotta make another one for that's gonna take me some time because it's embroidery and all that stuff.
Can we get Camp Blood Radio hats? That's the question.
Give me some time. I don't see why not.
I mean, I need a new hat.
Yeah, I mean, these hats I like. They're the truckers. The one that I have up on the site, it's a like a trucker style. Like the front is like a ball cap, and the back is like the mesh. But
yeah.
I can also do the snapbacks with like the flat brims. You can.
That's more my style because I'm pretty gangster with it. So
I'm more of the trucker top.
Yeah, there you go. I all kinds of hats. I can do all kinds of hats. I think I can even do beanies. Now the beanie size, you can get a little bit small on there. That's the thing.
Now here's my one bitch. And I know I've told you this before, and I know there's nothing you can do about it, but I'm going to complain anyway, because I need something to complain about. I would complain if my fucking ice cream was cold. That's just me. So the zip up hoodies that we can't get bigger sizes in those. Cause I wear zip up hoodies religiously.
I am on my, I can promise you that I'm on my fulfillment partner about two things, the larger sizes and zip up hoodies and high vis shirts. Mm-hmm. I've had so many requests for like high vis shirts and like just different things and I'm not able to do high vis, and it's so upsetting, like the yellows, the oranges and the greens.
Yeah.
What does high vis mean?
Like, high visibility, like the construction workers, or
those things. Inmate work release.
There you go. That too. Whatever you're doing tomorrow. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m.
I was gonna order a couple for my family, but never mind.
I do have Smith's Grove. I have a Smith's Grove shirt. It should still be on the site.
You know what? I told before I forget, I think we need a shout out to South Jersey Jason. I forgot to mention that earlier. Maybe I did. I don't know. I've been drinking.
I mean, I did.
But Brian Emenheiser, he has the Camp Crystal Lake Lot Lizard artwork that would be badass on a t-shirt. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Kent and he sent us a print of it. I think it would be a pretty funny shirt. Now, Kent probably won't buy one, because he's not into buying t-shirts. He's into going to Goodwill or buying them at Dollar General off the clearance rack.
Cut them up anyway.
Right, exactly. But it is pretty cool artwork. But we might need a Lot Lizard shirt, and we might even need a Drunk Uncle shirt, because Kent has this artwork of his face, and it's his profile picture on the on the old Facebook, and we could do a drunk uncle shirt.
Yeah, I look super hipster.
I mean, I would wear, I'd buy a dozen of them.
It actually doesn't look like a drunk uncle. It looks more like a guy that's going to try to sell you beard balm and organic, like,
no
necklaces. No.
It reminds me of those dickhead college liberal fucking clown students that I've talked about before.
Yeah,
walking
yeah.
down the sidewalk that I want to mow over in my big ass truck.
Yeah, yeah. That's if you just look at my profile picture, it definitely looks like a dude that's walking through like California University camp. I don't know. I'm so stupid.
UCLA.
I don't even. Yeah, UCLA. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Shops yeah, at a Whole Foods place named Nirvana.
Exactly.
While listening
to Nirvana. Yeah.
yeah. And drives a Prius.
Yeah.
Or a Chevy Volt.
That's the farthest thing from drunk uncle and much more hipster barber.
Yeah. yeah, he's like it reminds me of like like somebody who would be like a representative for West Coast Choppers. They have from back in the early 2000s.
West Coast IPAs.
Yeah, yeah West Coast IPAs.
He has a tattoo of the word quinoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. yeah, and he barbecues tofu.
I have a tattoo on S. Thompson on my ass cheek. Yeah,
I'm gonna get started on that right now. I'm gonna make a drunk uncle shirt.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And the drunk uncle doesn't drink Folgers. The hipster drunk uncle, liberal drunk uncle, he drinks organic keto blend coffee.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it. That shit is fucking phenomenal.
You know, actually, I did try some once, and I was like, "What the fuck is this garbage?" It was like greasy. It looked like it had butter in it. I'm like, what the fuck is good? What is
Doesn't
this?
Doesn't it like bulletproof coffee? Isn't that a thing? I had some in college.
Bulletproof
coffee. You put butter in it and supposed to.
I know that's kind of like a thing for people, but I've never done that. I'm just a good old fashioned American Folgers drinker and Dunkin' Donuts. Those are my jams.
Listen,
If I can make another shout out for. For horror fans, there's people. Come back to me on that. I gotta look up their actual name and their website. Come back to me on that. But
yeah. Let's get back to roasting me.
Yeah.
but I mean, it's fun. It really is because the stuff that I say, it's not even. I'm not even trying to be funny. It's the truth.
Listen, I am not a fucking hipster.
Or a liberal.
I mean, it definitely looks like it. Your Facebook persona is pretty hipstery.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you look like the guys. That picture looks like the guys on that. You remember we were talking about them fancy flannel shirts last week? It looks like the fancy flannel shirt models' heads. Yeah. That's what I just narrowed that down right now. That's exactly what that picture is.
It's a Target Dixon mannequin had a face.
Yeah,
it's also embarrassing or misleading because that picture was taken 50 fucking pounds ago.
nice.
So Deadly Grounds Coffee. They have no idea I'm doing this. I don't know them well enough to even probably tell them I did this. But Deadly Grounds Coffee, their website is deadlygroundscoffee.com.
I'm on it right now.
Jesus, that was quick. and they're great. I mean, for the horror fan and everything, this is and it's the official coffee of hell.
Holy shit. Nice. Hell, Michigan. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah, they're great. Oh, you got caramel apple spice, you got the Reaper blend, Witch's Brew, like
do anything that is apple spice here. We don't do that.
You got Hellhound Roast.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised they haven't been out that far. I don't know. I forget where they're from, either Pennsylvania or Connecticut or one of these East Coast areas. But they're great. I saw them at TerraCon in Rhode Island a few years ago, and I've seen them a couple of times since. They actually sell their coffee in the Lizzie Borden House, where I'm from in Fall River, Massachusetts, and it's a fantastic coffee. So for the horror fan out there, again. I don't know them well enough to even try to get paid for this. I'm just doing this as a fan of their coffee, and we talked about coffee. So
absolutely.
They literally have every single flavor underneath the sun. that everything is here.
Oh yeah. Oh,
every fruit. There. Wow, look at this. Every cream, every country.
Curse of the Blarney is one of my favorites, the Irish cream. And then it's what's the other one? What's that one called?
Oh, Simple Deadly Brown. Witch's Brew. This is the one that chocolate raspberry. Sign me up.
Ooh, chocolate raspberry.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to sound hipster, but goddamn.
Yeah, right. My beard's a tingling.
Yeah. Just wait till you start using that body wash, buddy.
Oh, jeez. So yeah, I'm working on a Drunk Uncle shirt right now.
Drunk Uncle shirts. There you go. We'll get those cranked out there. I think that is a fantastic idea. I think people will really appreciate a good Drunk Uncle shirt.
When's your next show air from the time this one?
We air on Fridays typically. We try to air on Fridays unless Kent's, busy with his 47 kids like Little House on the Prairie, or someone stands us up or cancels last minute. I'm not going to name any names, but that's happened a couple times fairly recently. But we're able to rebound and make things happen. So we try to keep it every Friday.
There you go. So I can't promise anything by this show since we're recording so late in the week. But I can definitely probably promise this by next Friday. So you can promote it next Friday and people can be looking out for it on Slasher Graphics on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/slashergraphics. Probably my Instagram as well, which is Instagram @slashergraphics, or on my website, slasher.graphics.
So, I'm going to order one for my wife.
Yeah.
As if she isn't already sick of my shit.
Oh my God. She's going to fuck. You know what that's going to turn into? That's going to turn into a fuck rag. That's what that's going to be. This is what's going to happen. The hipster face is just going to get swiped with fucking juices left and right. It's going to turn into a petrified piece of stone.
Do you really want to remind your wife what you used to look like?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point because she didn't sign up for this. Like what she's having to deal with right now, she didn't sign up for this. So that's a good point. Probably
it's a wonder. It's a wonder. You know, his wife used to work at Hooters, and it's a wonder that he even scored her as it is. He's pretty lucky. He ought to be thankful.
Yeah,
Probably thought he was vegan.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, if you've seen pictures of him when he was younger, he's kind of frail. Kind of looks like he might just probably can't be out in the sun too long. He definitely looked like a vegan. I seen a picture once of him laying in a hallway, passed out. He probably didn't get enough nutrients in his body.
That was from actually IPA beers. Thank you very much. That was from Leinen Kugels. I can't even say it. I'm such a dipshit.
Double IPA.
Summer Shandy. That's from Summer Shandy.
Oh, I love Summer Shandy. Ooh, yeah, those will get to you after a while. Trust me, I've blacked out on those a few times. Yeah.
Hey, James, what's your beer of choice?
Sam Adams.
What? Okay. I
found out recently that I'll drink just about any Sam Adams except for Porch Rocker. I was at a comedy club or improv show or whatever, and they had Sam Adams there, and I was like, oh. Sam Adams. I like Sam Adams, and it was Porch Rocker, and then it just turned into be some sort of shitty twisted tea. So I'll drink about any Sam Adams except for Porch Rocker. But I'm really I really like Yingling, and they have a Hershey's Porter, which tastes amazing. And what was the other one? Boom Sauce by Lord Hobo Brewing Co. Out here. They're from out here in Massachusetts. So they're pretty local craft brew.
You know what?
At the risk of sounding hipster.
Yeah, I was going to say you sound kind of hipster. I'm not going to lie. But I think what would be a big hit would be Drunk Uncle custom brew. We could call it the Drunk Uncle's Dick Sauce.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that to me sounds like a perfect name.
I've been making it since the sixth grade anyway.
I do have a buddy of mine. He makes hot sauces. I've made labels for him based around like horror stuff and everything else. Like he doesn't sell them. or anything. He just kind of makes them for fun with his daughter. It's just like a fun thing they do. I make his labels and everything. So, I mean, I could make the, I could definitely make the labels for this, this swill.
I mean, we can have a whole accessory line of Drunk Uncle attire. We can have beer. We can have Drunk Uncle coffee. I can call our friends, Kenton. I can call our friends down in Costa Rica, or I dare say Nicaragua.
Hey, listen, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. I do a lot of self-deprecating jokes on here, but my fucking head is already big enough. I'm already arrogant. I'm already arrogant and enough of a pain to be around as it is. The last thing I'm going to have is my own product line.
Yeah. Yeah, now you're gonna have your own T-shirt, aka fuck rag.
It's gonna be the only thing he wears forever.
It's gonna be and if you see him at Horror Hound, he'll probably be wearing it, and he'll have like all this discoloration because it'll have been washed, you know, 700 times and petrified.
or not at all.
This is gonna be just pecker tracked all over. Fuck.
It'll crunch when you try to
crunch. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you could even, you know what, you could just put that logo on a towel. How about that?
I could do that too.
But I don't think most people.
Drunk Uncle Jizrag would be way more in line of my personality.
Well, but here's the thing. I don't think most people even use a towel. I think they just reach down and grab the T-shirt off the floor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's what I do. Yeah. the shirt that I was just wearing. Yep, good enough.
Or just, you know, write down the bathtub's drain.
Wait, you got a shower?
Yeah. Well, this guy's full hipster. He's full on hipster.
No holding back. Yeah, I mean, or maybe you just go straight to the shower. I don't know. I mean, for me, just grab the shirt off the floor and go to bed.
No matter whose it is.
Doesn't matter. And then when you pick it up in the morning and it's the petrified piece of stone, then okay.
Time for a watch.
Sometimes it might get used a couple times. I don't know. It's dark. If I don't know what I'm grabbing, I don't know. Or you wake up all hungover.
You just in the dark, you just reach around until you feel fat. How do you know you haven't jerked off on your curtains?
You reach around, huh?
Yeah.
That could have happened. It could happen. I mean, I'm not gonna rule that out, but my bedroom is completely blacked out. The blackout curtains, the fucking walls in my bedroom are painted black. I'm not joking. So it is fucking dark in there.
Your bedroom looks like a fucking 2001 goth kid's bedroom.
It does. It does.
I bet you have My Chemical Romance posters up.
No, I got a bunch of Blacklight posters from 1999 on the ceiling. And then a bunch of other random shit. I have my incense burner that looks like a canoe. You know, those wooden ones that burnt the long piece of incense. I got one of those. I got my lava lamp. You know, it's my Blacklight. I mean, it's straight Sublime from 1999.
Got your Sum 41 poster.
Yeah, I got all that shit. So when it's dark, and sometimes, you know, hey, you might have just had a stack of laundry sitting there or whatever, and I own like 400 t-shirts, so I have t-shirts in the fucking drawers. I have
sold them half of them.
Yeah, 200 of them came from Slasher, because that's how quality they are, and I'm going to buy 200 more of them.
Man, if I lived alone, I'd just spray out on the floor and wear socks all the time.
I mean, if you're going to do that, though, you need to have hard floors. Then you're gonna have crunchy carpet all the time. That's gonna be weird for everyone.
Yeah, these floors in my house are built for baiting.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
See, my dumbass sat there and was like, "Wait, people have soft floors?"
Yeah.
That's where my mind went. I was like, "Wait."
Yeah. So my thing is, hey, when you take your shirt off, throw it on the floor by the bed, you know, hop in bed. That's what's gonna get used. You know. But hey, you know, if you wake up hungover. And you're like, oh, you know, I need to get up and blah, blah, blah. That shirt might lay there an extra day. It might get used an extra time.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I haven't used
water, and I respect that.
Right. I'm not going to say that I haven't used the same shirt multiple times before it got recycled.
Let's just be clear that jeans can be worn for like a month straight, right?
Easy.
Oh, yeah. 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 Easy.
I mean, look at the veterans. Especially, I'm going to use Vietnam as a good example, and I'm going to use all of them. Kent, I mean, he fell in a shit ditch in Afghanistan in like 2006, And he probably didn't wash those BDUs that he was wearing. He probably didn't even wash them after that. He probably wore them for three or four more days
There's no way to wash them. There's not running water or anything. We were sleeping in tents.
That's what I mean. So, I mean, unless you're in Vietnam where you could like walk out into a rice paddy and maybe scrub your asshole for a couple minutes. I don't know. Like you guys, that wasn't even an option.
The best you can do is try to find a watering. Yeah. Like that with the right. You just find a watering hole next patrol and jump down in it and get good and wet and do a duck shake. That's your only hope.
So you can easily wear your jeans that you're just out meandering around at the mall or Dollar General. You can wear those for a year.
Easy.
Well, if you're one of those people that wears jeans in the summertime, like the hipsters do, the little fucking hipster fucks that wear jeans all year round, I don't think you could go a month, because if you're sweating a bunch, you might have to maybe get 3 weeks out of them.
Yeah, that crotch area starts stinking. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the crotch rot going on. You got to send those bitches down to the basement.
Starts smelling like hot mayonnaise. Oh. Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. Terrible. So we could have a whole accessory line of Drunk Uncle. We could have a whole accessory line of Camp Blood Radio. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And if anyone would like a special request, as you've heard, James here loves to do custom work. So,
oh, yeah. I jump right on it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, so there you go. So,
James, are you going to be at Whorehound?
No, it's too far out for me.
Okay, what state are you in?
I'm all the way on the East Coast. I jump between Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Okay,
right on the line.
Yeah.
So we have TerrorCon coming up. We have our own horror show that gets put on about every 2 years or so. It was supposed to be every year, but then they started it and they realized
they were just like biannual horror convention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So custom work, obviously lots of other products, other films, other slasher stuff, hence the name, slasher graphics now instead of slasher tees. I know you've done some work. Obviously, I made a recommendation to you for many people, as we spoke about with Vince DeSanti, with the Never Hike Alone stuff. And sure. Let's talk a little bit about what people are going to see in the very near future with, I know you've been in contact with Deborah Voorhees, who was Tina,
sure.
Friday 13th Part 5, who is directing 13 Fanboy at the moment. And there's a connection that's been made there. And I don't know what you can disclose at this point, but whatever you can, we'd love to hear about it.
I'm personally not sure what I can disclose about that, but I can tell you, I did recently fulfill her order for, in fact, it actually shipped out today and I sent her a message. She should be very happy about that. But her crew shirts and everything else, they did come through Slasher Tees, or the business again, formerly known as Slasher Tees. Should I get a symbol next? Just a symbol?
I think you should.
Just a symbol. Yeah. But she, and I believe there will be backer shirts as well. That is not confirmed. I just guess we'll have to see. And I have been contacted by at least two other fan projects, and we'll see where those end up as well. So if there is a indie film being made and they want t-shirts, come through Slasher Graphics, because all the best are doing it, apparently.
So when you say indie films, are we talking about some of the Friday fan films going on, or are we talking about something else?
Yeah, I mean, Friday fan films, Nightmare fan films, any kind of fan film. I'm just kind of putting the offer out there to those guys as well, because, like I said, Vince came through me, and Deborah's doing some stuff with me. I've been contacted by, like I said, at least two other fan film projects that are going on. So everyone's doing it, and I have no problem helping you out. And even if you don't have a logo yet, no problem helping you out with that either. Like I said, I love doing it, and I'm cheap. I'm a cheap date. It's not hard.
Just buy him a couple drinks and have a fresh t-shirt laying on the floor when you get back to the crib.
There you go. That's it.
My kind of business, man.
Yeah. No, the two fan films that you're talking about, are those two of the upcoming Friday the 13th fan films that you're referencing?
I don't want to get into too much because they were just kind of reaching out for quotes at this point, and I'm hoping they'll come back. I don't want to spoil anybody's surprise or get myself into a position where. So I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, there's fucking 10,000 fan films in the works. There's like 10,000 of them.
I'll say one of them was a nightmare film. One of them was a nightmare fan film.
And you know what? You and I know what you're referring to. And I think you'll get that one. And those are also, and I'm not going to say names because then people will know, but I have a connection with one of the producers there too. So gotcha. I will reach out to him and I will make that recommendation. And also Vince has a strong connection there. So that's probably where your recommendation came from.
Yep.
So right there, like I told you before, the recommendations, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So people like things that are cheap. They like cheap dates. Who doesn't like a cheap date? Are you fucking kidding me? So, but the quality's there, and the customer service is there. Like I said, I'm your as we spoke about earlier. I think I'm your unofficial office manager,
somehow.
I feel like it because I make connections, and then people reach to me like I'm the manager or the head of customer service. Well, I'm not the head of customer service. I reach out to James when people do say stuff because I do a lot of promotion for James. So obviously people are going to want to contact me. But for those of you that do contact me, I'm literally just telling him what you could tell him.
And I can vouch for the customer service as well because one time I ordered a shirt from James and then right afterwards he actually used my moniker as a discount code, and that's pretty awesome. That's awesome. It confirmed my order 7 seconds after I placed it.
And I'm gonna tell you this. Think about this
service.
Now.
That is service
because the listeners out there, they purchase from say Cavity Colors, from Fright Rags, from Terror Threads or whatever wherever the fuck you buy your shirts from. And I guarantee you they don't respond that fast.
Right.
Write that down.
I've never experienced anything like that in any industry in my life. I've been at McDonald's before and placed an order and not had the cashier respond to my order as quick as I got a confirmation on my purchase. So that's saying something.
Right.
So no. And like I said, drunk uncle, that's going to work for everybody. And that's going to be a code that never goes away. So, and that's going to be something, not going to be shared on Facebook. That's just going to be something for everybody that listens here. If you listen to this podcast, this specific one, and use the code Drunk Uncle, that is never going away. That is going to always be 10% off. I'm not taking that down anytime soon. You use Drunk Uncle at checkout, and that's going to give you 10% off of your order.
And if you want to brand yourself, like we've branded Byron Kenton Mullins into what's now known as the Drunk Uncle, if anybody else has a moniker out there, we can make that happen on a shirt or a coffee mug or a fuck rag or whatever you want to call it. It can happen.
My haunted house character, again, I didn't do the art for it. That goes, and it's also not up for sale. I'm the only one with the shirt. But anybody on my Facebook page or even, I believe, Slasher Tees, when it was Slasher Tees, shared it on the Facebook page. But the Giggles, the clown, the art was done by a fine lady named Danny Kumar, and she did the art for me, and I was able to make shirts and mugs and all that other stuff for my haunted house character, which I still have and I lovingly enjoy, although not as much as Drunk Uncle might enjoy his.
Well, I'm getting a Drunk Uncle coffee mug, and I'm gonna get a Camp Blood Radio coffee mug to sip my Deadly Grounds coffee that I'm getting ready to order here in a little bit, and my Folgers out of.
I love them.
Yeah, I mean, we could just have we could have kitchenware, we could have book bags, we could have just all kinds of stuff. I mean, the possibilities are probably damn near endless.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's so much fun. If you know, just we have a contact page right there on the site, slasher.graphics. Once again, shameless self-promotion since that's why I'm here anyway, right? Slasher.graphics contact page, and fill that out. Just ask me anything. and I'll probably answer. I know I'm opening myself up there, but if you want a project done, design related, I'm not going to paint your house.
He's not going to paint your house. He's not going to send you dick pics. So don't even be fucking asking about that either, you fucking perverts out there.
Although, if you donate $10, did you see that? If you donate $10 to the wildlife in Australia, I might.
Yes. If you donate to the koalas, or he did mention before, and I don't think he said this today, but he did mention before that there's a free dick pic with every order. So if you don't be asking for them for free, just buy something and you get a free one.
Well, hold up just a minute. God damn it. I just bought something.
I have your phone number right here, but I'm on my phone right now, so I can't take it. They're not those pre-saved shits. I got to take them live every time.
Okay. Oh, that's even, I respect it so much. That's brave. Yeah, that's brave.
He said that they're all going to be on the fly as the orders come in. He's going to go in the bathroom. He's
more like out of the fly. Am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And he's going to
for a living, so I can't promise a 7-second turnaround on the dick pics, but I'll work on something.
Well, I mean, relatively quick. I mean, he's just wherever he's at, he's just going to walk in the nearest bathroom and give her a slap a couple times, kind of wake things up, and you're going to get a fresh pick.
Yeah, you got to do that hospital examination tug.
Yeah, like we talked about, you know, what you never have time to do because you can't hear the doctor walking down the hallway, so you can't even slap yourself around. You just
all head.
Exactly. And you can't even try to prepare to alleviate some of the embarrassment of being inadequate, at least if you have a little bit of time to kind of get the blood flowing. But nope, that never happens with me anyway.
They always come in like they're fucking breaking into the place, too.
Oh, yeah. And the door weighs
a little fleshy acorn.
Yeah, I swear to God, the fucking doors there weigh like 400 pounds. They sound like a fucking castle door. Like, really? You fucking serious? All right, so free dick pics for every purchase. And Kenton, which he told me this, but only for the listeners. It's not going to be for everyone, but if with the drunk uncle code, you get a Kenton dick pic too, so you get two for the price of one.
Yeah,
and it's your job to determine whose is whose.
And actually, in order to save like time, I'm just going to post mine on my Facebook wall. So you just go there and check that out.
But it's going to be
fast, because I can imagine I'm not going to be on Facebook in the morning. So
right, yeah. And it's also going to be like a cartoon version, kind of like your little hipster profile pic but it's going to be your wiener.
Oh yeah.
So, same difference. You're just going to get two for the
everything
price
has
one.
To be artsy.
Right. Of course. So, all right. Anything you want to talk about that's upcoming project or anything before we wrap this up, James?
No, other than, like I said, working on that drunk uncle shirt, definitely should be done. By the end of the weekend, early this coming week, and you can buy it from flasher.graphics. Follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/flashergraphics. That's hard to say. Or Instagram at Slasher Graphics. So it's all pretty simple. Before it was the whole Slasher Tees Creations, and that was hard to keep in order. That was really long. So now that we're Slasher Graphics, everything's just straight up Slasher Graphics. Again, slasher.graphics is the website. Slasher-tees still works, so you can still use that. It'll just redirect you to the Slasher.graphics. And if you're someone like South Jersey's Jason, who spends his weekends on my site, I'm almost positive, then you might need to just clear your cookies, which you should probably delete your browser history weekly anyway.
Oh, I'm a master at that, man. That's
oh, you know that. Well, all right, James, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate everything you do for the show and providing those glorious shirts, and appreciate your time, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks Always. For coming, man.
Of course.
And that wraps up another episode of Camp Blood Radio. So please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. Also check us out on Facebook and, of course, on Instagram at Camp Blood Radio. And leave us those reviews. We definitely appreciate it, whether it's iTunes, Facebook, wherever the fuck. Just leave us one and buy a fucking shirt, goddammit. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to drop us a line. Unless
you're Mark Teffner. Keep it to yourself, bitch.